भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी गुरुपाद की जय।
भक्ति
भक्ति सुधीर गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। अरविंद महाराज की जय। भक्तवृंद की जय। गुरु रोजनाम संकेत गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। देवी वर्षति यज्ञ विप्लव उषा आज तो पाठ हो जाओ ना के वज्राश्म वर्षा निरय सीदत पाल पशु यात्म शरणं दृष्टानुकंपित शयन उत्पाट्यैक करेण शैलम वधु दीदत श्रृंधम यथा बिभ्रत कोष्ठम पाप महेन्द्र मदभित प्रियान्न इंद्रो गवां। They have registered the story, the Leela, has been expressed in this slok. That's all. Sukadeva Goswami, inaugurating the Govardhan Leela, Gopala, in this way. The story behind that those cow kings, they used to perform some sacrifice for the satisfaction of the god of clouds, the god of subtle powers, that is the controller of the subtle powers of nature, who is supposed to manage the necessary rain, and by the help of that rain, the jungle, the grass, generally grows, and the cow can eat grease in that grazing field. So there was such usage, that with all their might they used to worship the god Indra, Mahendra, who is supposed to make arrangements for the clouds and the timely and the necessary rain by which the grass will grow very happily, and the food supply of their cows, buffaloes, etc., that will be safe. And their properties, cow, anyhow, by milk, by cow, and selling them, they have to live generally in the jungle. Their main property for income are the cows. And so many chiefs there were, though used to have many cows for their livelihood and everything. So Nanda was also of that type, like Jajavar. They are not always having their permanent seat in one place. According to the necessity of the grazing grass, they used to remove from place to place in that vicinity. First Nanda was in Gokul and Krishna was born. Again he removed to Nandagram, and in the middle also he removed in some other places also, it is told. Now Krishna, Gopal, when he was of the age of 7 only, he told the chiefs of the cow keepers. So many cow keepers were under one chief, one king, Nanda Maharaj. He gave a proposal. Here you are near Nandagram, And the main fodder you get from this Giriraj Govardhan, the grass and the jungle, the creepers, the food of the cows, mainly you get from Govardhan. In a plea, he put this diplomatic way. So, no necessity of worshipping, necessity of flattery about that demigod Indra. Who is he? You rather make arrangement to worship Giriraj Govardhan and stop that annual celebration, worshipping of Indra for the rain purpose, proper rain, and then the supply of the grass to your cows. Anyhow, some reluctantly and some fearfully, they took the accepted the proposal of that boy, because they heard that this boy was not an ordinary boy. He has got some mystic background. Maharshi Gorgo, he came when the boy about 6 months to give his name, he told this to Nanda Maharaj, that your boy is not an ordinary boy. He has his previous records. Shukru raktastathapita iranin krishnatangata. The sage, the great sage Gorgo, he remarked at the time of the name-giving ceremony to Krishna, Nanda, your boy is not an ordinary one. He was of white color in Satyayuga. In Treta he was of red color. And also he takes yellow color. Now he has come with blue color. Shuklo rakta stata pita idaning dapari krishnodangata. Then pita means it is reserved for Kali Yuga, and it helps to understand that avatar in disguise Mahaprabhu, that he is pita vatna, yuga avatar. Four specific avatar for four specific yuga. It is found Kriti Shukla Chatur Bahu. 400 white incarnation we have in Satya Yuga, the golden first age. Tetayang Raktavarno Shau is also mentioned in Bhagavatam and in many other places, Mahabharata, etc., Vishnu Prasthama. That in Dhyapara, I mean that in Teta, he comes with a red color. And this is to inaugurate Yuga Dharma, what will be the special religious duty of the general public, to instruct that. And in Kali Yuga he also come to push the Yuga Dharma in yellow color. And now that supernatural figure has come as in blue color, black color. This was said by Gargari Muni to Nanda when he came to perform the naming ceremony of Krishna. That was ventilated in the society, and by some other incidents also, they came to this judgment that this boy is a mystic one. Mysterious, he's an ordinary boy like us. So, in his arguments of the boy and his influence, anyhow, made them to accept his proposal. They stopped what was done from very, very early stage by their predecessors, the Yogya for the satisfaction of Indra, that was stopped, and the puja for Govardhan was added. They took all their prepared things to offer towards Govardhan, and Krishna at that time showed some miracle, that one hand from the top of Govardhan is coming and taking that offerings, some sort. So they are satisfied. But when Indra came to know that this boy, the one boy born in Vrindavan, with his, some say they have got some supernatural power, he has stopped my regular respectful worship, what the milkmen were doing from so long a time. So it cannot be tolerated silently. I must try to teach them a lesson so that they may not venture to stop. He ordered all the subtle natural powers, their presiding personal aspect, that go and devastate the whole of Brajabhumi with Devri Varsati Yogya Viplavarusha. The gods, enraged by the stopping of their of the sacrifice directed for the satisfaction of the gods, they are very much angry, very much excited. Viplava Rusha, Yogya Viplava. That revolutionary step has been taken so long time before they are performing, and they now suddenly stopped, so much courage. And they must have to reap the result. Viplava, Jrivi Varsati, Yogya Viplava Rusha. They began to rain, profusely, ordered to give rain profusely to that land to inundate the whole thing. Yogya Varsati, Yogya Viplava Rusha, Vajrasma Varsha Nidai. And simultaneously, Vajra means thunder, Vajra, Asma means hailstorm, Shila, Vajra Asma, Devri Varsati, Yogya Viplava Rusha, Vajra Asma, Varsha Nidai, and the storm, hailstorm, rain, and thunder. That was ordered to demolish the whole Vrindavan. Devri Varsati Viparyog Vajrasma Varsanadai. Devri Varsati Yogya Viparyusha Vajrasma Varsanadai. Sidat Palapasu Striyatma Saranam Vishnanukam Putsayam. Then they are very much troubled, suffering, exhausted. They came to Krishna. Now, Sivas, what you have ordered, we have done. But now, save us from this dangerous position. We are going to be finished. The whole Vrindavan is going to be finished. Shidat, they are suffering too much, very much distressed. Palo Pashu. The keepers of the cow, the cows itself, the cow and palo pashu, striyo, and the women also, was very much afflicted, suffering. They came to Krishna, please protect us, give protection, we are going to be finished. Pālapaśu stiyo ātma saranam. They took refuge to under his feet. They now save us from this danger. Dishtanu kumput sayam. Seeing this, Krishna felt a little pity. Pity. Kampu, unkampi, utsvayam. And they smiled. Smiled a little. Utsvayam. Utpatraika karena shaila mavalu nida chiring dhangdada. Immediately, he took up that Govardhan Giri, just as a boy handles his playing ball. Lila Chilindham Utpatra Iko Kareno, only by one hand, Utpatra, to uproot that hill, Govardhana, by only one hand, Utpatra Iko Kareno, Shoidam, that hill, Shoidam Abalu means just as a boy, young boy, Lila means Kala, his playing ball, Lila Chilindram, handles a playing boy, a young child, he takes his playing ball without any exertion, he took it, just like that, he, by one hand, took that hill on. Chilindram Jata, Vibhrat Goshtamapat, and carrying that ball weight, big hill, Goshtamapat, the whole Goshta means where the people with their cows live. That is called Goshta Sthiti, the place of the cows to live. And accordingly, the cowkeepers live there. That is known as Goshta. Generally, that should be suitable for the cows, the place, and the cowkeeper will also remain there according to their comfortable position. Goshtam apat, he saved them. Mahendra Madhavit, by the madness or the excitement or intoxicating Indra, the king of the gods, of supernatural power, by Mahendra Madhavit, this way he cowed down that great king of the heaven, Indra. Riyan Indra Gavang. Such the king, our king of the cows, Indra Gavang Indra, Rakhal Raja, who is king of the cowkeepers, king of the cowboys, the king of the cowboys, he brought to me the big king of the heaven, that Indra, who is known as Maha Indra, Maha Aishwarya Indra, Mane Aishwarya, who has got his commander and controller of great resources, that is his Indra. These are the subtle powers, he has got extensive power over the subtle potencies of the body. The king of the cowboys, he brought him to the knees, Priyanui, let him be propitiated, pleased with us, the fallen soul. And this way that began the story. It is a very wonderful thing for a boy of 7. this cannot be relied on. Can't we trust, have any trust, believe. But who is the controller of everything? As in other cases also he showed it to Brahma, to any other opposition, he showed like miracle. The master of miracle. It came to my mind that if it is possible, the weight to stop the gravitation of the earth, no weight. If any art, scientifically, if any art can be known or shown, that by particular touch, the weight, the gravitation will be stopped, no weight. Then it is possible, like a playing ball, it can be taken up and keep it there. So willpower, if willpower, that is the, there's water, there was water, let there be light, there was light. The willpower at the root of everything, what we show, what we see, we feel, what is at the back, at the root. Will, universal will, and modified by our screwed small will, individual, and that is withdrawn, everything is dark. All comes from the subjective world. The magician controls the subject and can show us anything and everything. And then when we came back into the world of science, then we feel we have been deceived by the magician. But at the time, we are helpless. The seer is controlled, not the seeing. Drashta, the subject. By controlling the subject, we can show anything and everything. You see this, see that. Krishna enters the retina, the playground of Kamsa, and different section of people are seeing him differently, because he is showing himself to different section in a different way, controlling. The super controller of our submissive, our subject as we are, of lower order. Higher order of subject can make influence over the lower order of subjective particles. The world is such. From the subtle, from fine, it is coming to the conception of the gross. So, this everything is possible if we have conception of the all-controller God and the heat and the full independence of him. Everything is designed and destined by him. Designed and destined, past and future, in him, in his consciousness. In his consciousness. Everywhere we have to see, we think it is impossible, miracle, unbelievable, not trustworthy. But all this we suppose that we want, that the cause of the world is a perfect one, omniscient, omnipotent, all-loving, absolute. We can't. Every day, if we inspect carefully, we shall come to such a thing that this is, everything is wonderful. Everything is wonderful. Any research by the scientific makes us astonished. But it is already there. And the creator, or the protector of that wonderful things in the whole of the world background, that he is endowed with omniscience and omnipotence, we can't go so far to admit that already the nature, the outside, that is perfect. We are not masters. We are finding only a point of astonishment. Every point we find a new thing, we are astonished. We are astounded. So many astounded researches are being made. Still, we can't think that the source of and the keepers, protectors of all these astounding incidents, he is perfect. We can't go to advance so far. We are so vipradiksha. We are always suffering from vipra-atma-vanchana. Vipradiksha means self-deception. We are always suffering from this disease of self-deception. Everything is producing some astonishment on us. Still, I won't admit that the cause outside is some perfect principle. God can do anything and everything. Our science, his knowledge won't allow. Then our credit will be buried underground. No credit is there, and as his instrument we are doing anything and everything. No individual credit of a scientific as a research scholar. No self-deception. This Govardhan, Giriraj, Giriraj, at that time Krishna showed what was offered to him as if a hand is coming and he is taking everything. Thereby it is shown that he is another aspect of Krishna himself. So like Shalagram, the Vaishnava, this Vrijarasa Vaishnava was attached to this Vrijarasa Swayam Bhagavan Vrindavan Lila. They takes that a particle, a seeming particle of that infinite, any number of infinite together, one infinite. Part of infinite is also infinite. What is seen to us a particle of Govardhan Shila, that is also Govardhan fully represented there. And it is seen by the practices of the great, including Mahaprabhu himself. He gave that Govardhan Shila to Das Goswami. And he got it, that Govardhan Shila means Krishna himself. And the Gunya Mala also for ornamenting the Shila. And he was impressed to think, inspired to think this ornament around Krishna, that is Radharani, to beautify, to serve, to please him. It is that aspect comes from Radharani. In this way, Das Goswami began the worship of Govardhan Shila. And then the Gauriya Vaishnava, they generally use this Govardhan Shila as the presentation of Krishna, as related in Bhagavatam. And what was given us to know, to be known by Mahaprabhu, by giving himself the piece of Govardhan Shila to Das Goswami. You do it in any way. Though he was a son of a very rich man of the time, but at that time he was a beggar in the street, and he used to only buy tulsi and the water. Das Goswami offered that Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala, Krishna and Radha, and the upakaran means the of worship, the materials to worship, that was only water and the tulasi, jab tulasi. Bhavagrahi janardana. This is the means. This is the medium through which the bhava, the internal feeling of worship, goes to the eternal cause of beauty and love. Through that medium, so which he has himself established here, that I am this Govardhana. this way. So, when I came here first, living the mutt of our Guru Maharaj, went to Vrindavan, and for a whole month circumambulated, and when I left that, observing the Vatabhava of 1 month remaining during this Kartika. Kartika Mahina. Kartika means Kirtika. The name of Radharani's mother was Kirtika. The first as mother. And from that, Kartiki is the name of Radharani. And the month of Kartika is considered to be especially auspicious, connected with the name of Radharani. As Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Masanang Margushishuham, Margushisha, month, that is a representation of Krishna, and just before that Kartika, that is the representation of Radharani. So this month is as accepted by the devotees to be very, very purest of the pure. And they observe Vrata. And the gopis also observe this Katayani Vrata during this month with the object of getting the son of Nanda as their Lord. So this month was observed, and after that I took Sila and came here. And in a cottage I lived. That is 19. During the end of 1940. And from that time, I am here. And this is also Govardhan in Navadvipa. Gupta Vrindavan, Navadvipa, has got everything parallel, corresponding to Vrindavan. From the Vrindavan somewhere, this is located as Govardhan, called Danga. This was very high press at one time. Elevated land. Now by the floods it is reduced, but previously it was a high elevated land here. This was has been called Govardhan Kulit Danga, Govardhan, and the Radha Kunda on the other side of the station. And this way it has been located by the Mahajan. That this corresponding piece of Vrindavan, it is this benevolent, and that is within their own company. And this is to give the distribution of Vajras, and that is tasting amongst themselves Vajras. The Govardhana, and here is Giriraj, and observe some sort of ceremony in order that we may be purified for the service of the Vrindavan Mahaprabhu in a proper plane. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nagai Gaur Hari, Govardhan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.